Let's take a moment now to remember the inventor of the Maestro Fuzztone FC1. Not familiar with that particular gadget? Well, you probably know its sound. The fuzzy tone immortalized in this Rolling Stones song came from a guitar effects box invented by Nashville studio engineer Glenn Snoddy. And like many great inventions, fuzz tone came about from a happy accident. In 1960, Snoddy was working with country singer Marty Robbins on the song Don't Worry.
Don't worry about me.
Turns out there was a bad transformer in the console, and when it was time for the instrumental solo, the guitar issued a decidedly odd sound. Snoddy was initially annoyed by the faulty equipment, but was convinced by the artist and producer not to re-record the session. It was a delightfully novel sound. By 1961, Don't Worry was topping the country charts, and guitarists wanted to know how to get the fuzz. Nancy Sinatra went to Snoddy asking for the secret sauce, but the magic transformer had died. So he invented a box with a button for guitarists to activate the fuzz tone. Gibson started manufacturing the FZ1, and soon other companies joined in the fuzz frenzy, marketing boxes with names like Tube Screamer, Big Muff, and Fuzzerite. The fuzz revolution led to songs like the 2,000 Pound Bee from The Ventures, Inagada Da Vida from Iron Butterfly, The Guess Who's American Woman, and on, all going back to an engineer working in a Nashville studio called the Quonset Hut. Glenn Snoddy died in Murfreesboro, Tennessee on May 21st at the age of 96.
Don't worry about me.